Now to some poetry. Childlessness, ageing, politics, pregnancy, nature. These are some of the themes that emerge from a new collection of Australian women's poetry since 1986. Motherlode is edited by poets Jennifer Harrison and Kate Waterhouse. It's the first collection of its sort since the Penguin Anthology of Australian Women Poets. Motherlode gathers poets like Judith Wright, Lisa Gordon, Real McMaster and Faze Wiki. For the book show, poet and reviewer Jeff Page read Motherlode and says the collection transcends the gender divide. He begins with a reading from one of the poems included in the collection. It's Gwen Harwood's In the Park.
In the park. She sits in the park. Her clothes are out of date. Two children whine and bicker, tug her skirt. A third draws aimless patterns in the dirt. Someone she loved once passes by. Too late to feign indifference to that casual nod. How nice, etc. Time holds great surprises. From his neat head, unquestionably, rises a small balloon, but for the grace of God. They stand a while in flickering light, rehearsing the children's names and birthdays. It's so sweet to hear their chatter, watch them grow and thrive, she says to his departing smile. Then, nursing the youngest child, sits staring at her feet. To the wind, she says, they have eaten me alive. That poem, In the Park, will be instantly recognisable to many thousands of Australians. It's one of Gwen Harwood's classics, and along with other poems by Judith Wright, Rosemary Dobson, Elizabeth Riddell and Dorothy Hewitt, it helps provide a convincing context for the other poems in the new anthology, Motherlode. In a later poem, and elsewhere, Gwen Harwood confessed she might perhaps have been exaggerating things a little in this poem, but there are hundreds of thousands of women, if not millions, who would swear otherwise. Edited by the Melbourne poet Jennifer Harrison and the Sydney poet Kate Waterhouse, Motherlode follows in the steps of Susan Hampton's and Kate Llewellyn's 1986 book, The Penguin Anthology of Australian Women Poets. Rather than go back and start again in the 19th century, however, Harrison and Waterhouse have chosen to concentrate mainly on poetry written by women in this country since 1986. We thus have work by older poets who lived into and wrote forcefully during this period. They include Vera Newsom, Barbara Giles, and Joyce Lee. But the anthology's essential focus is on younger women poets who began publishing in the late 1990s and the early years of the present century. As I and others have argued elsewhere, there has recently been a burgeoning of young or youngish female poets following in the wake of Bronwyn Lee's 2001 remarkable first book, Flight Animals. Most of them are persuasively represented in Motherlode. Among the most memorable are Esther Ottaway, Jane Gibeon, Sarah Holland Batt, Adrienne Eberhardt, Petra White, Elizabeth Campbell, and Lisa Gorton, plus at least half a dozen others no less distinguished. Many, but not all of them, have been somewhat influenced by the Sydney poet Judith Beveridge, and share her concern for craftsmanship, density of imagery, and unobtrusive moral angles. On the other hand, there is a very fair selection of older, mid to late career poets such as Faze Wiki, Jan Owen, Diane Fay, Kate Llewellyn, Real McMaster, Coral Hull, and Judith Rodriguez. Indeed, there are 125 poets across some 300 pages in all. It's a generous sample, whatever way you look at it. Wisely, instead of arranging the poems chronologically by poet's birth date or alphabetically, Harrison and Waterhouse have divided the book into 12 thematic sections, including, among others, pregnancy, birth, infancy, sons and daughters, mothers and grandmothers, though surprisingly not mothers and daughters. This structure is not over-strict and allows the poems to bounce off each other more effectively than they might have done under any other arrangement. The editors explained that these divisions suggested themselves from the material gathered, rather than being imposed on the process from the start. Again, wisely, Harrison and Waterhouse have sampled a broad range of poetic styles to access, as they say, a wider reading public, and those, quote, who might otherwise have not read poetry at all. This means that no one, not even the most ardent feminist, or the most conservative baker of scones, will approve everything in the book's content or manner, but it also ensures the anthology is not the captive of any one aesthetic approach. This breadth of style is also seen in the range of the book's subject matter, and so avoids the understandable and half-predictable reaction among some male readers, that is, that Motherlode will be all about women's business and will have nothing that need bother a bloke over a few beers in the pub with his mates. Although childbirth and breastfeeding are unarguably restricted to those humans who have a certain conformation to their reproductive system, Motherlode demonstrates that there is much of interest and significance which is merely human in the broadest sense and not necessarily the prerogative of either sex. Of course, there could equally well be an anthology of male poets writing about their mothers. It could be quite a long one, but we needn't go there for the moment.
That's Jeff Page reviewing Motherlode, a collection of Australian women's poetry edited by Jennifer Harrison and Kate Waterhouse, and it's published by Puncher and Wattman. Now, that's the end of the book show, but on tomorrow's program, Irish-American writer Colm McCann is my guest, and he'll speak about his new novel, Let the Great World Spin, set in 1974 when a group of disparate New Yorkers look up and see a man on a high wire walking between the World Trade Center Twin Towers, and tells the story of what else connects them to the big dark city. So that's tomorrow. You can hear this program again tonight at 8 p.m, or if you're listening in the evening, you'll know you can go to the website to hear it again. abc.net.au/rn/bookshow, and you can find today's guest and book details there too. Ramona Koval here on ABC Radio National.